Heroes of Civilization, presented by Dr. Norvi Dumaria.
We are now to recreate incidents from the life of the Austrian, Vincenz Prieschnitz, who, although not a doctor himself, founded the whole science of hydrotherapy, or as we know it, curative water treatment for various complaints. Prieschnitz was a farmer boy, born at Grafenberg in the Carnic Alps in 1799. During the year 1815, he was kicked by a cart horse, which bolted, the cart passing over him, crushing his chest and badly fracturing his ribs. We now find young Prieschnitz and his mother in their home hearing the verdict of the doctor who has been summoned to attend him.
Oh, doctor, doctor, is there nothing which can be done? I don't want my boy to be a cripple.
I'm indeed sorry, Frau Prieschnitz. But there's no way of mending those crushed bones properly. Done all that's possible. He'll recover after a fashion, but I fear he'll never be able to stand straight.
What, you as a doctor mean to tell my mother that you can do nothing for me?
Oh, no, Vincent. We can cure some cases, but your injuries are too bad.
Would be more correct to say that your knowledge is unequal to the task.
Oh, Vincent, please.
No, Mother, we're country people and live near to nature. I've seen animals with broken bones and injuries as bad as mine, and they recover without the help of any doctor.
Perhaps, Vincent, you would rather live as a young animal.
I would rather live as an animal and cure my hurts by natural means than be in the hands of a man like you who's prepared to admit that a perfectly natural injury such as mine is incurable. Get out of here, you ignorant pill roller.
Please, Vincent, my son, you're upset.
Vincent, you forget yourself.
Get out, I say, get out.
Well, go and see if the animals can cure you.
That's just what I intend to do.
Oh, Vincent, it's dreadful. You shouldn't quarrel with the doctor. What will we do?
I shall cure myself, Mother. Now, you go to the village. Get Carl Gruner and Otto Samuel to come up here and carry me to the spring on the hillside. I'll discover what virtues that water possesses that enables it to cure animals.
But, Vincent, the doctor
yes,
said...
Yes, and his words so lacked hope that I don't wish to hear them repeated. Now, go, Mother, and get Carl and Otto, or I'll crawl to that spring myself.
It is medical history how Vincent's Prieschnitz cured himself by means of mineral spring water bars and simple massage. By the time Prieschnitz was 19, he had built a cure house in Grafenberg and after years of successful work was firmly established there as the water doctor. On this day, in 1829, we find him and his assistant Carl Gruner preparing to receive patients for treatment.
Well, Carl, are we ready now to receive?
Yes, Vincent.
Well, then, better go and let them in.
Those who can walk, please come in.
Now then, quiet, please. You, sir. You look ill.
Oh, indeed I am, Herr Prieschnitz. With the ague. And the doctor's drugs do not cure me, and the cost is great.
Well, you shall take our water cure, my friend, and I have every confidence we can rid you of your ague.
Thank you.
Now, you over there with the stick. You, sir.
Yes, sir, Prieschnitz. I've had the rheumatics for years. The doctors in Vienna say it's punishment from heaven for too much drinking. I'm an innkeeper.
Ah, well, we shall cure you, sir. I'm making you drink more than ever before.
Oh, pleasant cure, sir.
But you shall drink water this time.
Water, Herr Prieschnitz?
Yes, water from our mineral springs. And you shall lie for hours in hot baths of it. Then you shall drink more and more till you're cured. But cured you shall be.
I'd even drink water to be rid of these rheumatics, sir.
Yes, Carl. Who's knocking? What is it?
A man has just arrived, carried on a stretcher, Vincent.
Well, bring him in.
Yes.
Put him there. Herr Prieschnitz, it has cost me all I have in the world to get here from Bohemia. The doctors say I have an evil stomach.
Ah, and what have your doctors done for you, my friend?
Well, they physicked me, bled me, and given me infusions. But now I'm emaciated in body and have no money.
Ah, they're most able businessmen, these Bohemian doctors. First they take the blood, then they take the flesh, and then they take the money. And then they send the bones to me. See who that is, Carl.
So
Military police.
Which of you is Vincent Priestnitz?
I am Priestnitz, officer.
Are you the water doctor?
Well, sometimes I have been called that.
You're under arrest.
Arrest?
Posing as a doctor, for treating the sick without a government license, for superstitious practices, for
For the crime of taking patients from the doctors, I suppose.
Confound your insolence. You're to be taken before a magistrate at once. He was waiting at the courthouse now.
Well, I wish to take witnesses with me to answer the charges. May I have time to collect them?
Certainly not. My orders are to arrest you and take you before the magistrate at once. Come along now. Make way.
The Honorable R. Ulrich von Clausen, Magistrate, will hear the charges against Vincent Priestnitz. Before the court, silence.
Vincent Priestnitz, you have been charged with imposing superstitious practices upon the people to the damage of their health, with treating the sick without proper license, obtaining money by purporting to give medical treatments, and with posing as a doctor. These are prison offenses. Can you show cause why his sentence should not be passed upon you?
Silence! First of all, sir, I desire to see the witnesses against me in open court.
Herr von Lancia, have you the witnesses for the prosecution here for examination?
Sir, that's impossible. They are some of the best-known doctors in Austria. Their time's too valuable. You have their sworn affidavits before you, sir.
Quite so. But I wish
to call witnesses for examination will be simply wasting the court's time. I submit the evidence for the prosecution is unanswerable and demand an immediate conviction.
But, Herr Lancia...
Sir, pardon me. You obviously lack the courage of your colleague, the prosecutor. Go on. Fulfill the task you're paid and bribed to carry on. Sentence me to prison. Sentence me. But remember, this courtroom and the whole countryside is filled with people I have cured. Confining me to prison without a fair trial shall start an outcry which will move the central government at Vienna.
Vincent Priestnitz, you shall apologize to me instantly for your disgraceful utterance.
Oh, sentence me, you fat fool. Sentence me.
Vincent Priestnitz, you are found guilty of witchcraft, illegally practicing as a doctor, and obtaining money by purporting to heal the sick. You are sentenced to penal servitude for the space of 3 years.
Oh, no prison shall hold me. Petition the government, my friends. Petition the government.
Clear the court, officer. Clear the court.
Public opinion became so incensed at the imprisonment of Priestnitz that the doctors who had engineered his arrest were only too glad to arrange that he be released. He demanded a trial before the full court in Vienna and further insisted that he be given a proper license to practice his water cures. Finally, in 1831, a special court was set up to inquire into the charges against Priestnitz and also to hear his claim to the right of legal practice of his curative wife. We now hear the concluding proceedings of this court at the Ministry of the Interior in Vienna.
Vincent Priestnitz, this court, having considered the evidence offered against you, is willing to hear your own witnesses in reply to the charges.
Honored judges, the court has been able to reduce the charges against me to three. The first is that of witchcraft. In reply, I will call Father Schultz of Vogelsiefen.
Father Schultz, before the court, Your Honor.
President, will you please ask Father Schultz any question which may please the court?
Father Schultz, Vincent Priestnitz is charged with witchcraft. What have you to say on that point?
I have known Vincent Priestnitz since childhood. He is a God-fearing man. He treated me for a stomach disorder 6 years ago and cured it. I do not believe that he knows anything of witchcraft.
Thank you, Father. The court is satisfied on that charge, Vincent Priestnitz.
Now, honored sirs, as to my posing as a doctor, I call the Burgermeister of Grafenberg.
Herr Burgermeister, call the court, Your Honor.
Herr Burgermeister, please tell the court, have I ever posed as a doctor or referred to myself as such?
I have not known you lay claim to the title of doctor, but the townspeople of Grafenberg, where you were born, often refer to you as the water doctor.
Thank you, Herr Burgermeister. You require further evidence, honorable judges?
Not on that charge.
Now, on the third charge of obtaining money by purporting to cure the sick, I wish to state that I have never charged a fee, although quite valuable presents have been made to me by those whom I have cured. But I will call one man, Franz Nietzsche, a miller from Schlossberg. Will you please question him, sir?
Franz Nietzsche, call the court, Your Honor.
You were once ill, Herr Nietzsche.
Yes, sir.
And you are now cured.
Yes, sir.
And who treated you?
They all treated me. The apothecaries, the doctors, and Vincent Priestnitz.
So?
Yes. The first two took away my money, and Priestnitz took away my illness.
Ireland!
We have heard sufficient. Vincent Priestnitz, all charges against you are dismissed by this court. And your original sentence of imprisonment shall be expunged from the national record.